this.
This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
Hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Did you hear the news, Riggs? Did you hear the news?
I did not. What is the news?
There was some news last night in the celebrity world. Somebody had their baby.
Oh, God. No, I did not hear this. There was a lot of news. I missed that one, though.
Well, yeah, because who cares with everything going on in the world, especially this couple. But Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
What?
Did you hear any of this, that they had their baby?
No, I didn't. I knew they were pregnant, but I didn't know how far along she was. I didn't know when she was due, let alone she had the child. Wow, good. Congratulations.
Right. So they had the baby, and it was a girl, which we already knew it was a girl. Her name, Daisy Dove.
Double D's. I like it.
Oh, God, I didn't even think about that. Daisy Dove Bloom, I should say. Daisy Dove Bloom.
Okay.
So Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom had their baby. I have to tell you,
He's got a baby with, Miranda Kerr, right?
Yeah, they were married, I'm pretty sure. And that kid is like 9 or 10.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, his kid is not young anymore. So Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom had it. I was looking at the name last night. I had two girlfriends on my patio. We were having drinks. And Katy Perry had her baby. They're like, what's the name? And I was reading it as we were talking about it. And I go, it's Daisy Dove. I misread the word dove. And we started laughing about when you look at a word you've known for your whole life and you mispronounce it
Daisy
for some
Dove.
Reason when you look at it. And I go, wait, no, it's Daisy Dove. I don't know why I said that.
Maybe Daisy
it's
Dove.
Alcohol. But I don't know why I just pronounced the word dove. I have no idea.
I don't know. You had pools on your mind. I don't know. Maybe you dove
something
somewhere.
Something weird. So,
well, congratulations.
Yeah.
Oh, look, I just saw it right now. How congratulations.
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
Congratulations. I don't want to alarm you, but I'm very judgy of children. So I will tell you immediately if he's a genius or if he's just an 8-year-old. So
I'm telling you, Riggs.
All right.
I.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Allie. Go ahead.
So we're in the car yesterday. I'm driving the boys to their dad's house, right? We're doing the switch.
Yeah.
And we're talking about the world, and we're talking about what happened in Kenosha.
Yeah.
You know, I'm being honest with them within reason. They're 8 and 6, well, 7 and 9. So I'm talking to them about what's going on in the world because it's hard not to. We're surrounded by the news and all these things, and I want them to know, you know. So we're talking about everything and going on, and then we're talking about, you know, the president. And I said, you know, you've got Donald Trump and Mike Pence. And then you've got Joe Biden and Kamala Harris.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, now, Kamala Harris, you know, if they get elected, she would be the first black vice president.
Yeah.
I said, and female. I'm like, how cool. You know, isn't that
interesting? And multicultural, too. She's like got Indian and all sorts of.
Well, I'm going to get to that.
Yeah,
that display comes into play.
Okay.
So then I say, isn't that cool? Yeah. And then. Owen says, in true 8-year-old form, I don't know why I didn't just think to keep it simple. He goes, why don't they just elect one, like with a vice president and a president? I go, yeah. He goes, why doesn't they just make it where one has to be white and one has to be black, period? And I go, what do you mean? He goes, well, no, like when you're electing it, why don't you just do... You know, you have to have one white, one black. And he goes, and one has to be a man and one has to be a woman. So I go, Owen, well, you're really onto something here. I said, hold on, though. It's not only white and black people in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this conversation was getting interesting. I go, I love that you're trying to find a way to get everybody represented right now. It's very creative in your mind because it isn't fair that all these white men represent all these people. You know, and we've got more women. Well, I'm saying there's very few.
There's an overabundance of older white men in Congress and
politics. I thought you were asking me about
things.
No, look, I get it. In 2016, you had more women, you had more people of color, but we're still at a big gap of how it lays out, right? So I thought, Owen, that's really creative. I said, but what about the Hispanic people? And what about the Asian people? What about them? Like, they don't get to be represented. I go, do you know how many races? We're a big melting pot. I go, so then what do you do with that? And he says to me,
okay.
He sits there and he looks off into the distance.
Ponders,
and he goes, all right, I'll tell you how we're going to do it.
Okay. Lay it on me, 8-year-old.
He goes, okay, the only thing that has to be is they have to be two different races. It doesn't matter but they have to be different, and one has to be a man, and one has to be a woman. And I was like, at the end of the day, why is that so crazy that we try to have everybody represented? It's not like you can't find people who qualify in every single race in America. We would have no problem with that. But why? You're sitting there, I'm sitting there as a white person going, why didn't I think of this rule? Like, why? This is kind of, for all the people that don't get representation, even as a woman, I felt that before you had women in there. You know, it's getting better. So I thought, this is kind of funny because it's so stupid and simple as a way to spread like representation among people and how they feel or if they feel they're being represented. Not to say all Hispanic people need a Hispanic person to speak for them or all black people or all white people. But at the end of the day, it needs to be more representative if we're going to be a democracy. So I just looked at him.
Politics do in general have better representation of everybody.
You know, you keep it so simple.
Yeah.
We overthink everything. Yeah. And you're just saying, keep it simple, stupid. Just make a rule. It's got to be one man. I don't care. He goes, I don't care which role they're in because he's eight and the kids think different than we do, you know?
By the way, what are we going to call the first man of the country if that happens, if and when that happens one day when you have a female president and then a male vice president? Because you have the first lady, right?
Right.
And then you have the first, and then you have the second lady.
Because we've been so in the world where a man, you know, people are just getting comfortable, you know, with some of these ideas, which is
there's TV shows, there's Madam President that you've seen it happen before. So like,
what's Madam President?
That's what they would call. I think, I don't know if there was a show, Madam President, or there was a show 24 also with Jack Bauer. Remember him? Kiefer Sutherland, where they had a female president in one of the seasons. And it was like, wow, how amazing.
I mean, there's a lot of countries that have female presidents.
A bunch of them do. New Zealand, Germany.
Australia.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, look, I just thought it was cute because kids keep it simple.
They do keep it simple.
And I was impressed with his simplicity about it.
All right. Verdict? 8 years old or a genius? Slight genius. Slight genius.
You might want to text 414-799-1037. You can call that too.
I'll say 8-year-old. 8-year-old with genius tendencies, maybe.
Do you know what I mean?
From a biased mom.
From a biased mom. Shut up.
All right. 103.7 Kiss FM. Triggs and Allie.
I said my kid out of nowhere came up with this idea as we were talking about the world and how we have a vice presidential candidate, Kamala Harris, who is, you know, black and Asian. And we were just talking about all these things. And he said, well, he just like a simple kid would, not overthinking anything because we're too far in, said, why don't they make it where the president and the vice president have to be at the different races? And one has to be a man and one has to be a woman. And to me, it was like light bulb, like, ding, why didn't I ever think of that?
Right.
So then we were talking off the air.
Yes. And I was like, I think that's a great idea, but I think it should always just be the best person for the job. That's the best person, best candidate all the time, regardless of race or gender or anything.
We have more than enough qualified people in every race that could make people feel more represented.
Totally.
You know? Like I said, I get it as a woman because I've seen women now step into roles. So I know what it feels like when you feel like you have more representation. Right? So I get it. But you said,
but then I go,
question?
Well, then what do we do about races? Like, okay, so do we have 4 years where we have maybe Hispanic vice president or president? Uh-huh. And then the next year, do Asians get a chance? Do you have does there have to be?
No. Let me be clear, Riggs. Nobody needs to be white here.
Right.
It doesn't. We can have, with Owen's idea, my genius 8-year-old.
Right.
We could have, let's say, a Hispanic president.
Okay.
And a black vice president.
Of course.
It doesn't. So then you said, well, what do you do if in the next election, if the president is Hispanic, does that mean the next president can't be Hispanic?
Right.
And I was like, I don't know, Riggs. You're thinking too much.
I'm thinking too much.
We didn't go that far down there. We're just trying to find more people feel like they got more of a voice, you know, in a democracy. That's the point.
Of course.
So that was my question. And I was like, hell if I know.
I mean, there would need to be a system, but yes, I agree with the concept that, there should be way more diversity, more representation of people.
Somebody texted in 414-799-1037. They said, Owen's on to something. And I'm like, he might be, but it's so simple. It's stupid. Like, why did I think of that?
I hope it's not dangerous, but I'm answering the phone. Good morning, Kiss
FM.
Might be
dangerous,
who's this?
But
who's this?
This is Michelle.
Hi, good, Michelle. Are you calling about the 8-year-old or genius idea of requiring opposite genders and races for president and vice president?
No matter what, when you elect,
I'm just calling because my son said something kind of funny when he was 4 years old.
Okay.
Oh. Yes.
We were asking a bunch of kids what they wanted to be when they grew up.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And my son, I'm white. His father was Hispanic, so he is multiracial.
Uh-huh.
But when he was 4 years old, he said when he grew up, he was going to turn black and play basketball.
That's what he wanted to do when he grew up?
That's what he was going to do when he grew up.
Quite an aspiration.
Oh, so he thought that he needed to be black to play basketball. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that is.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yep, he just aspired to do that. And I just thought, you know, it's just something that kids think. Like, it didn't matter if he was going to be black or white, but
kids are so simple. Kids are incredibly simple in their
Riggs
thinking process.
Sitting there going, well, don't we just need the best person? And my kid's keeping it simple. Like, brah.
I'm thinking about
we need two
drawing
different
up
races and a man and a woman. What's the question? Wait a second.
I'm thinking about drawing up the legislation. Like, well, we need to make it equal so that everybody can get represented.
Right.
Because
what if we go
12 years without an Asian president? Then the Asian people are like, well, what the hell? Why are we represented? You know? It can cause It can cause a lot of fires.
But at the end of the day, Owen just kept it simple. And then what do we do as adults?
We overcomplicate
it so complicated
things,
and
right.
We screw it up. So I think it's a circle. I appreciated her story about how kids are just matter of fact. They say what they think.
Yep.
And yeah, that was a good story.
Done.
Somebody texted in and said to 414-799-1037.
Yes.
They said if we get a woman prez, her husband would be called the first gentleman.
The first gentleman. All right.
There you go.
That's actually kind of cool
else
sounding.
Said Owen for president. Thank you. I'm a mom, so of course I think my kid's fantastic. So I'm enjoying that text.
He wants too many free snacks. Who's going to pay for all these snacks? Who's going to pay for them, huh?
It's J.P. Sachs. It's called If the World Was Ending. A lot of people ask, what song is that? What song is that?
J.P.
Sachs. It is good. 103.7. It's Kiss FM. Nice today. Hot. Might see some storms later today. Roll through. It is Thursday, in case you're wondering. There's your day check. Thursday. All right.
Yep. September's next week. Good luck.
There were a bunch of sporting games were canceled yesterday, not because of coronavirus, but because of what's going on in Kenosha and in Wisconsin and in the world.
Peaceful protesting. Yeah. Uh-huh.
So the Bucks were. I think the Bucks. I'm going to give them credit for being the first team that kind of stepped back and said, we are not going to play our game with the Orlando Magic. And this is a playoff game. This was game 5 of the playoffs that they said, we're not going to play. And they had Sterling Brown and George Hill both making a statement, which was interesting because Sterling Brown has had his instances in the past with the police.
We've seen him get tased in a Walgreens parking lot for no good reason.
And George Hill has had instances as well. So they both stood up and they made a statement in front of the press, walked off the court and didn't play last night. And then you started hearing other teams around the country.
The Brewers. Did you see what Christian Yelich said on their social media? They had Ryan Braun talking. They had Christian Yelich talking. But Christian Yelich sat up there and he goes, at some point, we got to do more than wear a t-shirt. That's what he said. And I was like, damn. I was like, okay.
Yep.
And he was like, so we're going to do more than just wear a t-shirt today. I was like, okay.
Major League Baseball released a statement saying, given the pain in the communities of Wisconsin and beyond following the shooting of Jacob Blake, we respect the decisions of a number of players not to play tonight. Major League Baseball remains united for change in our society, and we will be allies in the fight to end racism and injustice. The Reds and the Brewers, they'll do a doubleheader today. They did not play yesterday. The Mariners and the Padres, they canceled their game. The Dodgers and the Giants, they canceled their game, too. Because everybody's saying it's bigger than sports.
It is.
Sports can take a back seat right now, which makes sense.
How can you focus, as a black man, how can you focus on sports when you watch another video in your community that, you know what I mean? Yeah. So I would find that hard to focus, you know, and go, this is real life.
And the NBA, the LeBron is talking about how he might not playing. I was talking to our sports guys next door.
He
was saying that
he's thinking
that the NBA may even just cancel the rest of the season. They may not play the rest of the season. Just be like, you know what? We're playing an abbreviated season anyways. Mm-hmm. It's already kind of a wash. We're just hanging out in Disney World.
Right. Well, they're kind of going, we got bigger problems right now. It's interesting, but
it is. So we'll keep you posted.
I think
if
it's awesome
happens,
that they're standing with the community and they're going, you know, I watched all the press conferences. I watched, you know, the attorney general come out. I watched them all talk yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. And I felt like I watched the Kenosha sheriff. I mean, did you watch all that yesterday?
I watched the whole thing.
I watched all of them.
It was an hour long. I was like, wow.
I've sat
through
the whole
thing. Yeah, they went on for a while. They didn't.
The mayor kept trying to leave at the end, and they kept throwing him questions, and the mayor was like awkwardly trying to leave but couldn't leave. It was interesting.
Yeah.
But Fox, thinking about Kenosha, we know lots going on down there. So, and everybody around the country is thinking about Kenosha, and everybody around the country. So, there you go. That's what we know. It's what's trending.
This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so they had the baby, Katy Perry. Yep, she was pregnant with her husband, Orlando Bloom's kid, and it's here. We knew it was a girl, and the name, though, is what we did not know until they announced it on Instagram.
This is his second child, her first, right?
Yes, because he has a child with his ex, Miranda Kerr. They that kid's like 10 now, though, so she has a stepkid, and they just had this baby. The baby's name? Daisy Dove Bloom.
DDB.
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 Yeah. And remember, didn't you? Wasn't her last album or at least her song called Daisies or something? Remember that?
Yeah.
So that's why I thought, what was the Daisy thing? Clearly I should know this being in the music world, but I was like, I don't know what the connection is.
Daisies? It was this
she
song.
Had a song called that. So I thought it was interesting.
Tell me that I'm crazy, but I'll never let them change me. So they cover me in daisies. Daisies, daisies. They said I'm going nowhere.
I just thought it was ironic that she named a kid close to what one of her last songs was called, right?
You don't think that
was
planned?
I was curious what the thing was,
We just had an album named, song named Daisies. We'll call her Daisy. Good for them.
Yeah, Daisy Dove Bloom.
Talking about movies, right? Mm-hmm. I don't think there has ever been a sequel that was better than the original. It's very hard to find a sequel.
There's very few.
Might be a few rare instances here and there, but for the most part, you make a sequel and then you go deeper in like a trilogy and more. It just gets watered down. It becomes trash, I think. And I'm not talking about a story like a saga, like, you know, Star Wars. But that was like a continuation, like a long.
Well, that counts.
They broke it down. But that does it? Does it?
Yeah, they're movies and they're sequels. It totally counts.
Star Wars counts too, because Star Wars sucks. There I go. I said that too.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
Oh God. Okay.
Neither of you.
But I didn't say it sucks.
I did.
I would never get on the air and go Star Wars sucks because I've never seen it. I just go, I have no interest in it. You went a whole nother route.
Sucks. Trash.
I've never seen it. Okay, wait, but do you remember, we talked about this, I don't remember if it was on the air or off the air, when Stranger Things, which I know is a TV show, not a movie, but it's about where I'm going with this.
Okay.
The guys who did it, the brothers, I watched a whole interview where they talked about how scared they were to do a sequel to Stranger Things because sequels always suck. And they said, we really had to dig deep into those sci-fi movies and find the few that had good sequels. And they named them. It was like, it was Alien.
Aliens,
one of them.
Terminator 2.
Terminator. They said we had to go find those few movies that had sequels that were better than the original. And there's few of them.
Very few.
I thought of that when you brought that up.
Very few. But you can chime in if you want to. 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text that number. Remember the Keanu Reeves and Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That was like it was a dude movie from back at like probably the 90s. But there's a new one coming out tomorrow on demand. Yeah, a new one. But it's a sequel.
Keanu
it's the third
Reeves
one.
Is making a comeback.
Yes, Keanu Reeves.
After The Matrix.
He looks so old in it too. He's so old. Bill and Ted Face the Music comes out tomorrow. I told my wife,
geez.
I was like, I'm renting it. I don't care. And she was like rolling her eyes, of course. It's a dude movie. But
the remakes, I mean, some of the like Disney remakes are great. I know they're not sequels, but.
Right, those are remakes.
They redid Aladdin, and I mean, I'm all for that.
There's a new Mulan, a new version of Mulan coming out, which is super good too. Have you seen Mulan before?
I need to watch Mulan. No,
such a good
movie. To watch it. I feel like, what is the premise of Mulan?
Mulan is about she's a Chinese fighter. It's a woman, and she can't fight because she's a woman, so she disguises herself as a man to go to war for them.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Somebody had told me this. Yes, I need to see that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Should be good. But the new one comes out September 4th, I think, on Disney Plus. So what is a sequel that's better than the original? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text and we'll talk to you next. Hang on. There's a new Mulan, a new version of Mulan coming out, which is super good too. Have you seen Mulan before?
I need to watch Mulan. No,
such a good
I need
movie.
To watch it. I feel like, what is the premise of Mulan?
Mulan is about she's a Chinese fighter. It's a woman and she can't fight because she's a woman, so she disguises herself as a man to go to war for them.
That's right. Yeah. Somebody had told me this. Yes, I need to see that. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's a good one. Should be good. But the new one comes out September 4th, I think, on Disney Plus. So what is a sequel that's better than the original? 414-799-1037. You can call or you can text and we'll talk to you next. Hang on. The second one was better than the first when it comes to movies. What are some examples? 414-799-1037. Sometimes they can make a movie and it's better afterward. Sometimes the sequel is better. Like somebody texted in Home Alone 2, which Home Alone 2 was pretty good. Pretty good. Lost in New York.
Get out of here. You're trying to say the second one was better than the first?
I didn't say that. Somebody texted that in that said that.
They're wrong. No, okay, I disagree. I actually disagree with that. I'm not saying I haven't seen it, I don't enjoy it, but to act like it's better than the original, you're tripping.
Back to the Future. The second one was better than the first. I'll die on that hill. I will die on that hill. Second one is way better because you went into the future. There was all sorts of speculation about, 2015? October 2015 is what it was. And they also touched on the first one. It was great. It was great.
I agree with this one. Frozen 2. I was shocked at how it held up to the first. It's so hard to do, man.
I never
saw
it.
So hard to do.
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, well, you should see it. It was really good. It's really, really good.
I didn't like the first one.
Huh?
I didn't like the first Frozen.
Oh,
I've said this before, and people lit me up for it. I know.
Because you love Disney movies.
I do.
What don't you like about it?
I just don't like the characters. I don't find any of them.
You don't like women saving women? It's too unoriginal.
No, I don't like the characters. I don't find them endearing. Nothing about the women.
Really?
I don't like it.
You don't feel bad for two girls who lost their parents, oh my gosh.
Nope.
You don't. Oh, God, Riggs.
Nope, not at all. Don't like it. Did not care for Frozen. It insists upon itself.
I bawled my eyes out. Are you kidding me?
414-799-1037. Good morning, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Brianna from Waukesha.
What up, Brianna?
Nothing much. Just going to work.
Nice. So what's a sequel that was better than the original, in your opinion?
I would say the Twilight Saga with the original Twilight and New Moon.
Okay.
They got better. They did get better. Some of that seemed like production stuff almost.
Yeah.
Have you watched them now, girlfriend? What'd she say? I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I actually just started watching them all again, and I read the books as well. So I was like, let's watch the movie again. And the original movie was absolute trash.
That's what I was going to say. Watching some of those now, Twilight almost looks corny now.
Yeah.
Because though it was 10 years ago, the technology with movies and stuff like that. Yeah, it looks funny now.
Yep. Thanks for calling, Brianna. Appreciate it. Listen.
No, a lot of people saying The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah.
The second movie, Dark Knight Rises, with the Joker, better than the first movie.
There's so many Batman movies. There's a new one coming out, too, with Robert Pattinson. The trailer just dropped. It looks awesome. It looks really good with Robert Pattinson as Batman.
I forgot that he got cast as Batman because then everything happened in the world.
It looks really good. Wow. It does.
Who texted in Magic Mike? You guys are funny.
Really? Really? Come on now.
Somebody else texted in Harry Potter.
Okay.
And Lord of the Rings.
Fair.
Yeah, they got better with.
Hey, Robin, you were calling about the Star Wars movies, though. What'd you have to say?
They suck.
They sucked? Ah! Thank you.
Yes.
Have you seen them?
The Star Trek, Star Wars, all of those. I've never seen one of them.
Then get off the phone. I can't with these people. See, if you had said they suck and I've seen them, I'd be like, okay, fair. But you're just like Riggs.
Nope, they suck and I don't need to see them, right?
That's like me going, have you had chocolate cake? No, it sucks.
Yep.
Have you had it? No, but I know.
Hey, I've tried. Well, if you've tried it, it would make sense. I've tried to watch Star Wars. It's terrible. It's like an hour and a half. It's like a two-hour nap. No, thanks.
You did more than I did. I didn't even try to watch them.
Thanks for calling, Robin. We appreciate you listening. 414-799-1037. What's that?
I just remembered my sister sent my son a Star Wars t-shirt the other day. How did I forget this in the middle of this conversation? She's learning how to make shirts on a cry cut for her wedding. Side note. She sends him a Star Wars shirt.
Yeah.
Owen gets on the phone like a little punk and goes, I don't even like Star Wars.
Oh, kids. They're so honest.
Don't say that to somebody who sent you a gift. What is wrong with you?
I don't like Star Wars, but thank you. Maybe, I guess.
Hey, hi. This is on the TV, to the movie screen, and everywhere in between. This is the Hollywood Dirt with Allie.
Okay, so if you can believe it, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie still haven't gotten a custody agreement with their six kids. They've been going through this for over 2 years now. They're divorced, but they have six kids.
Yeah.
Maddox is 19.
Jeez.
the oldest one. Remember when he was a little kid? Yeah. He's 19. Yeah. Pax is 16. Zahara's 15. Shiloh's 14. And then they have the twins who are 12, Vivian and Knox. So they've been going back and forth in court. And Angelina Jolie was throwing a fit because she said that Brad's lawyers were way too friendly. They knew the judge really well, so she thought it wasn't fair.
Ooh.
So she asked for that to change, but he has now finally stepped out with a new woman, which is a big deal for Brad Pitt to kind of come out. We always hear, oh, he's sleeping with Sienna Miller, or he's dating this girl here and there, but you don't really see him step out. That's a big step, you know?
Well, yeah.
Pun intended. So he stepped out with this German model. Of course, she's, you know, got the most amazing blue eyes I've seen. She's beautiful.
I'll be the judge of this. What's her name?
Her name is Nicole Poderalski. P-O-T-U-R... I'm saying, okay, sorry, I'm probably
butchering that name. Poderalski, all right.
There you go. So she's a model. She's from Germany. They've been hanging out. She's definitely adorable. I mean, that doesn't mean just because someone's adorable also doesn't mean anything. We've learned that.
Right, could be on the outside. Does she love herself on the inside, though? Probably.
I don't know. She is a mom. Okay. It turns out she keeps her personal life pretty private, but they said that she has shared a few glimpses of her son.
Ooh.
So she definitely has a kid, so they can relate to that, I guess.
All right. Congratulations, Brad Pitt, on making that step out with your new German model girlfriend. Yay.
Yeah, I was like, how old is she, though? Because he's no spring chicken. And I wasn't kidding when I said he's no spring chicken.
I don't have her Wikipedia 50? Page up, and I can't find it. I'm assuming she's probably
30s. I think they're trying not to tell us.
You think? Because I can't find it.
Brad Pitt's 52? How old is this? How old is this? Or 56? Jeez!
She's 27!
Oh,
27! Hey, age is nothing but a number when you're a German model.
Dude, this is like when...
Nanny Probs? What's going on? It's 103.7 Kiss FM. Excuse me. Wow.
We just ate breakfast. Oof. It's fine.
Yeah, both of us are eating right now. It's breakfast time. Settle down.
I'm done. I'm done. So my nanny had a baby. She's gone. I have someone filling in right now. But she came over so we could finally meet the baby. She had the baby at the end of July. And we were talking, and she goes, you know, I wanted to talk to you about something about when I come back to work. And I said, well, what's that? And she said, well, you know, I'm going to bring the baby, because I had said immediately, I mean, I've known her for years. I'm like, oh, you're bringing the baby, because I want the baby. But I told her to bring the baby when she comes back to work.
Well, that's actually great, because you can vicariously have a baby without having one of your own.
Exactly. That's like the baby fixed, and then she leaves and goes home.
See, now you're on the Rig school of thought. You're down with OPC, other people's children. That's great.
Right.
That's great.
But it was funny because I didn't even think about this, but she said to me, she said, hey, you know, I'm breastfeeding, so I just need you to let me know what you're comfortable with. And I go, what do you mean? You can breastfeed the baby all day. I don't give a damn. Pump away, honey. Get the breast pump out. You know, I've had two kids, and she's like, well, I just know some people are uncomfortable with it. And she goes, no, like, really, like, are you going to be comfortable if your 6 and 8 year old boys are sitting there and I whip out where you can see my full breast, everything, even the center, even the nip. And I'm like, you know, so I had said to her, I never thought about it, but at the same time, I never questioned you ever breastfeeding around my kids. And I said, and the problem is women are shamed for breastfeeding when it's like the most natural thing we have to do repeatedly. They should just be allowed to do it and feed their baby wherever they're at, because we have to. We don't, it's stupid.
I don't know why, though. Why?
Room.
Is it because of the sexual thing?
It's society. Yeah. They sexualize it when it's not sexual. Well, it's a literal mother feeding her baby. It's like not sexual.
Well, I got news. If you're sexualizing a woman breastfeeding, that's a you problem, not a her problem. I'm sorry.
Riggs, a lot of people are not okay with public breastfeeding. It's like an issue for women. Like, women fight this issue, which is crazy because, like, who the hell cares? So I said to her, I said, these are just things I never thought about, but, like, nothing in me is gonna ever say don't breastfeed your baby around my kids. Like, I get it why it's different, because it's not their sibling, and, you know, but at the same time, it is what it is. My kids don't remember, Owen doesn't remember me breastfeeding Hudson. He's too little, you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, it is what it is. So
there may be some inappropriate times, like if you're presenting a Zoom call and you whip out your breast and you start breastfeeding on a Zoom call. Maybe.
See, but no, women would say, screw you, we have to feed the baby at that moment.
Are at you that exact tell moment me?
When babies start, yes, when a baby's ready to be fed, the old, you can't shut them off if they, unless you feed them. They don't have a voice. You have to feed a baby. You can't just, you just let them sit there and cry for out. And especially you can't let a newborn cry. You cannot let a newborn cry. That's really bad.
For, right.
No.
You can't let them cry
it out once they're like a few months older. Huh?
I just let them cry. Just let them cry it out.
No, you can't do that to a newborn. It. It's not emotionally okay. It's
He's
got
to learn to self-soothe. You got to self-soothe.
Not till they're older, Riggs. They do that when they're like 4 or 5 months. That's when you start forcing that. You're crazy. You really aren't a parent.
Nope.
You know what? Listen, I just want to say I'm letting her whip the boob out all she wants because it's BS women are treated this way. And that's kind of the core of the problem. So 414-799-1037. I thought, what an interesting discussion because I just never even thought
Is it going to be awkward for her at all?
No. That was what her point was.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm whipping it out wherever I got to go.
It's going to be one conversation with your boys, and it'll be done. Mm-hmm. I guarantee it'll be like, what's going on? Oh, Ella's feeding her baby. Okay.
Yeah, it's not even going to be a conversation. It's going to be like, Ella's feeding the baby right now.
Yeah.
And I fed you with my boob, and welcome. And some do and some don't. And some take bottles and whatever.
Like, this is where men get their boob obsession, because we're dependent on the boob from out of the womb.
But that's what we don't want.
It stays with us.
This is you're part of the problem.
But it stays with us, Allie. It stays with us. Men are obsessed with boobs.
It's got
it. We can't help it. We cannot help it.
I gotta. It's no. This is no. No. And you're the problem.
I know I'm the problem. I'm telling you what the problem is. Yes, it's 100% the problem. But I'm telling you why it's a problem because we're so dependent on the boob, and then we're always all about it. That's the way men are. I don't know. What do you think about it?
Get over it, weirdos. And you go to the other room to feed. What the hell?
414-799-1037. You can always chime in. You can call or text that number.
I said, I'm tired, man. I need a nap. I need the sun to go down before I can, in my mind, take a nap. Or else I'll feel like a loser taking a nap with the sun out.
Yeah. Nothing like Hurricane Laura. There's a lot going on in the world. That hurricane just hit the Gulf Coast earlier today.
Did it hit the land?
It hit at a Category 4, yeah.
Oh.
Hit at a Category 4, and then it was downgraded to a Category 2. But yeah, it was pounding the Gulf Coast.
I heard them say yesterday that these were like what did I say? Oh,
it was unprecedented.
It's going to be hard to survive if you got in what they were expecting. If you didn't get out of the area and evacuate.
It's like right through the heel part of Louisiana and the Gulf Coast. It's very interesting, but a huge storm. But it's down to a Category 2. We might see some rain later today. I don't know if that's because of that, but I'm sure we'll see some rain later today or tomorrow.
Louisiana
needs a break. So yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks decided that they were going to not play Game 5, their playoff game against the Orlando Magic. They came out and they made a bold statement. They said, despite the overwhelming plea for change, there has been no action, so our focus today cannot be on basketball. We are calling for justice for Jacob Blake and demand the officers be held accountable. They said, for this to occur, it is imperative for the Wisconsin State Legislature to reconvene after months of inaction and take meaningful measures to address issues of police accountability, brutality, and criminal justice reform. We encourage all citizens to educate themselves and take peaceful and responsible action, and remember to vote on November 3rd. And that was read by Sterling Brown and George Hill, who have both had their unfair run-ins with the police. Sterling Brown with his incidents.
Walgreens.
In the Walgreens parking lot.
When all these people tried to justify why it was okay to tase a guy in a parking. The whole thing was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Unnecessary.
And then you heard other NBA teams also canceling their games, their playoff games, postponing them. And then the Brewers as well started speaking out as well. And there was a Zoom call yesterday with Christian Yelich and Ryan Braun.
I loved what Christian Yelich said. He got up there. I was watching it on their Instagram, and he said, you know, at some point, we can't just be wearing a T-shirt. We got to stand up and do something else. So today we're standing up, and we're doing something else. We're not just going to wear a T-shirt. It takes action, too.
Yeah.
And that's right. Until you put pressure on people to hold people accountable and go, well, if I shot someone in the back 7 times, I'd be in jail while you figured it out, wouldn't I?
Yeah.
But it's not the same standards.
Nope.
It's not fair, no.
So no word on when they will reschedule the game, if at all, because now other players are speaking out from the NBA. LeBron James saying that he may not play as well, so they may call the season, is what they were saying
LeBron
at the sports station.
LeBron said he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm so sick of having to like revisit this in another video. And this, I get it why they're just tired, you know?
So that's what happened yesterday. It was all started by our Milwaukee Bucks. Good for them. Good for them. It's 103.7 Kiss FM on Throwback Thursday. 103.7 Kiss FM. It's Riggs and Allie. Allie, do you still have your grandparents? Have they passed on?
both of my grandmas have passed away. My mom's mom, she died in a car accident when I was 18, unfortunately. And my other grandma died at the age of she lived to be 90, I want to say 92.
Oh, wow.
Maybe older. Yeah, she lived a long life. So, but
my,
no.
My grandparents both still around. They're, I guess, a little bit, they're in their 70s now, almost 80s. Mm-hmm. So I still talk to them on a regular basis. And every once in a while, my grandma will call me and just to check in and like, hi, Andrew, how are you doing? How are things in Wisconsin?
And she called. And she's like an old school grandma, right?
Super
like,
old school. Yeah, super. Yeah. Very Catholic.
Religious
very,
is what I was saying. Very religious. Very like, yeah.
I was raised Catholic, so I was like, I would always go to church with my grandma, and she would always take me to hang out with Father Duty back in the day.
Father Duty?
Father Duty was his name, yeah. D-U-T-Y.
Duty?
Father Duty. Yeah. Father Duty. He's the guy that baptized me when I was little. So she...
Well, that didn't work. Ah! Woo! Burn!
What's that? What didn't work?
That didn't work, your baptism. I was joking.
Well, it did for about 45 seconds.
And then I started my own joke, and then screaming, I started, burn
and then I
it.
Started sinning. That's right. So she calls me yesterday, and I haven't talked to my grandma in about a week. I talked to her probably every week, maybe every other week at the most. And I answer the phone, and she goes, "Andrew, how are you?" And I'm like, "Good." She goes, "I know Kenosha's a little bit further away from you." She has a friend, Joan, who lives in Kenosha. She was like, "Joan's in Kenosha. She was all right. I was just making sure that you were okay too." And I went, "Yeah, I'm fine. Everything's okay. And I'm sad for what happened." And she was like, "That's so sad." She goes, "Why? I can't believe they would shoot someone 7 times in the back." And I was like, "I know. It's..."
You ain't the only one, Grandma.
I was like, yep. She was like, "That's so sad." And I go, "I know." She goes, "I just hope they find. I hope the family gets justice and that poor mother." And we had a conversation about that.
Yeah.
And then she goes, and she goes, "I have a question for you." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Do you know Cardi B?"
What?
And I go,
"Your grandma?"
I go, it threw me for a loop, dude. It threw
me so like, huh?
Complete loop, because we were having a whole conversation about the police thing and what happened in Kenosha and the riots and everything, and we were having a discussion about
what
that.
What made her ask about this?
She goes, "Have you heard of Cardi B?" And I go, "Of course. I work at a radio station, Kiss FM. We play Cardi B. Yes, I know who she is." She goes, "Have you heard that new song that she has?" And I was like, "Oh boy, I know where this is going. I know where this is going."
Oh, she's asking about the new song, which is fire, but it freaks people out.
Yeah, because you can't even say the name of the song on the radio. So she goes, "I was reading the words to that song, and that's just so filthy, that song. It's just
she
so
read it.
Filthy.
Wait,
she went online wait. And read the lyrics to the song." My grandmother. Because I've read the lyrics to the song, and I was like, I can't picture my 70-year-old grandmother going on the internet, Googling Cardi B, WAP, WAP, and looking at all the lyrics and going, "I just can't believe this is out there, that women are singing about this right now. Can you believe this?" And I was like, I can believe it. I go, "This is Cardi B." I go, "You should look at some of her other songs. That's mild compared to a lot of her other stuff."
Well, go on.
It was one of those interesting conversations that you have with, you know, your clueless grandparents or your clueless parents that are seeing things coming out that they're not used to, because it's a totally different world now. Like, sex is perceived completely different from when
my
grandma grew up.
Young people do not care. Yes.
When my grandmother grew up, sex was very sacred, and you had to court the man, or the man would court the woman, and then they would date, and they would wait until they got married, and then they would have sex afterwards. Like, that was how my grandma grew up back in her day. Now it's a completely different thing. Like, sex is like a sport to people now. You know, it's looked at completely differently these days. So it's a culture shock for my grandparents to see stuff like this, and she finally heard. I don't know, I guess she was watching the news. She loves Fox News, my grandma.
Well,
She saw something about the Cardi B song, and she had to call me about it.
Hold on, though. Can I tell you why I think she might be asking about Cardi B?
Why?
This is my other thing. Obviously, that song's huge.
The Joe Biden interview?
Cardi B... No, because Cardi B was in the news because of the Republican National Convention. Because did you see the woman, is it Deanna Lorraine? She tweeted out, quote, "America needs far more women like Melania Trump and far less like Cardi B." Okay.
Okay.
So that, but then what did Cardi B write back about Melania Trump was, "Didn't she used to sell that bleep?" And wrote the name of the song.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Cardi B then started posting like... all the pictures of Melania's like naked. Like Cardi B was like, Cardi B went nuts and was like, you're really going to come at me about this stuff right now.
Right.
Like, not. So that's
probably
might have been what your grandma saw on news. And she probably went, who is Cardi B? You know what I mean?
Yep. That's 100% what it was then. Because
I thought
the call.
It was funny that Cardi B wrote back and was like, really? You're going to try to compare me to me and Melania? Like wrong comparison here. Like, hello.
Yeah. So that's the conversation that I had with my grandmother, my clueless grandmother, and I filled her in on Cardi B. Now she knows. And now she's probably a fan. Who knows? Can you imagine? My grandma's now a Cardi B fan.
No, I couldn't imagine that. No, I could not.
that's pornography is what it is. That song is pornography is what she told me. And I was like, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. All right. It's 103.7 Kiss FM, Riggs and Allie. That'll do it for me. Allie will hang out till noon, play some more music. And
I will.
You can always catch up with our show on demand at 1037kissfm.com or use the radio.com app. Your phone is now your radio. How cool is that, right?
That's cool.
That's awesome, man. Did you learn anything on the show this morning, Allie? Huh?
Yeah, I learned that Riggs's grandma wants to know who Cardi B is, and it could be funnier. I mean, that's pretty funny stuff.
I wasn't expecting her to ask me that. Of all the things my grandmother could call me to ask yesterday.
That would be a lot.
Do you know who Cardi B is? I do. Have you heard that song? I read the lyrics.
I still can't believe she read the lyrics.
Oh, no. My grandma went deep on that. What else does she have to do? She's retired and lives in the woods in Indiana with my grandpa. She's bored. She is bored.
She learned the hard way that young people look at sex differently now.
Yes. I just can't believe they have songs like that, Andrew.
Oh, my. Well, you're not a woman in 2020, Grandma, but I understand.
I learned something on the show this morning from you, from your son, rather. He has, in his little brain, wrapped his mind around a new way to elect presidents. Because you were talking about how Kamala Harris is the first black woman to be put in the possible vice president position.
Yeah.
And he said, well, why can't it always be one black person and one white person, one woman and one man?
And my head about exploded, by the way, in the car. Like, this is so simple and obvious.
Right.
I don't know why. And then I said, but then I did say, but Owen, there's not only black and white people.
Yeah.
You know, we have to, there's Hispanic people, we have Asian people, we have so many different
Native
people
Americans,
in the world. It's a melting pot.
Yeah.
And then he's like, okay, they just got to be two different races. And one has to be a man and one has to be a woman. And I looked at him like, you're eight and you might have just solved our problems because everybody wants to feel represented.
Yeah.
I mean, this is how I feel when more women get elected. I'm like, okay, somebody that understands my issues, you know? So because there's plenty of people in every race in this country that are more than qualified. Okay. So I just thought, what a kid, they don't see, you know, they're not looking at the color. They're just saying,
you don't think old white men need more representation? No.
No. I don't, quite frankly. No.
That'll do it for us. You can catch us tomorrow morning at 103.7kissfm.com for more. Allie, you got some more music to play for Throwback Thursday?
Yes, I will be here.
It's Kiss FM.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.